You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
We're back for episode 219 of the Binge Boys podcast. Shout out to Tanner's mic that is uber sensitive.
Is it?
It's picking up everything.
Like all my chewing and everything?
Not your chewing, but like every time you like touch rustle something around, that makes... Yeah. Okay, yeah. Anytime you rustle around. So basically what I'm asking is don't move.
Don't move. That's going to be hard.
We're joined by Matt and Tanner. What up, crew?
How's it going, man?
Wait, so that whole intro is going to be like boof, boof, boof in the background.
That's exactly what it is. That's what it is.
That is hilarious. I'm
sorry. That's exactly what it is, dude. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, man, we're back. It's time for the Binge Boys podcast. If this is your first time joining us, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. If this is your first time, the premise is that each week my co-host and I, Matt and Tanner, break down the hottest in TV and movies, as well as some music, video games, and pop culture here and there. Every Thursday, we have a bonus episode of the show entitled The Run-Through. On those episodes, I'm joined by Tanner and Matt, Megan and Emily, or anyone in between who want to dive in on a particular movie or TV series, and we break it down element by element and give an in-depth review. First things first, follow us on Instagram at the Binge Boys Podcast. That's where you get our announcements, our top five lists, our reviews, and apps and more. Next, go on iTunes and make sure you've left a five-star rating. It helps us out a lot. And write a short review. If you write a review, Tanner will personally send you a video of himself on Snapchat thanking you.
I will.
Yeah, I've seen it in writing.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, it is in writing.
I haven't seen it in writing.
It helps us out a lot, and it helps us grow the show and improve and be better for you. Before we get into it, a couple friends. We have a couple friends here at the Binge Boys. First of which is Dazo. Tanner, Dazo is the world's best spiked superfruit seltzer. It uses gluten-free vodka and all-natural superfruits that are rich in electrolytes, antioxidants, and vitamins. Replenishes you party and know exactly what you're putting inside your body. They are in retailers throughout California and Massachusetts and some other states. But if you don't live in either of those states, have no fear. You can go to their website, type in your zip code, and find out where they are. Just go to drinkdazo.com and you can shop there. You must be 21 years old to purchase or consume. Our other friend, great friends, Prepped and Ready. It's 2021 and everyone is on their hotness and fitness journey. And one of the biggest aspects of that lifestyle is eating healthy and meal prepping. Most people have no idea where to start, are overwhelmed by options, and have no idea what meals suit them best for the goals that they want to achieve. Luckily, our friends at Prepped and Ready have the solution. Prepped Ready Meals delivers high-quality, fresh meals with health and fitness in mind. With a variety of healthy, low-calorie, but delicious meals, we can cater to anyone's personal needs. If you live in the greater Atlanta area and you're interested in meal prep made simple, you can go to PreppedReadyMeals.com and use code BINGE15 for 15% off your first-time order. That's BINGE15, BINGE15. For 15% off your first time order. And something that they don't heavily market, but it's a little insider trick here. If you're loving these codes, if you love that BINGE15 code your first time and you want to keep subscribing, throw up a pic on the gram on your story, tag Prepped and Ready, and they will give you a discount code just for promoting them on Instagram.
Very cool.
I like it.
So it might be only 10% off or 15% off, but hey, it's
better than nothing.
Better than nothing. Absolutely.
Can we definitively prove that Kanye West is not currently eating Prepped and Ready meals during his stint in Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
He could be.
He could be.
We don't know.
Pearson's been very busy lately, and yeah. I don't know if that's in part to Kanye needing
a lot of food for his parties.
Dude likes
such.
To be prepped and ready.
It's easy. You've seen his little... his little dorm room that he's got in there. He's got like a microwave. All he has to do, guys, that's the beautiful thing about Prepped and Ready. You just pop it into the microwave for 5 minutes and it's ready to eat. You got to think he's doing it.
Even Kanye West's state school dorm room setup he's got going could handle Prepped and Ready.
You got to think Prepped and Ready is on the menu for Kanye West right now. So don't miss out. Be just like Kanye. Get ready for Donda and heat yourself up some Prepped and Ready. And just enjoy Binge 15 on that first time order. You do not have to be 21 years old to consume.
Or a Kanye West fan.
No.
You can be an active Kanye West hater. That's the thing about it.
It's beautiful.
The thing about
it's the thing about life.
Most of us are big Kanye people, but if you're not, don't worry. The meals are still 15% off if you use code BINGE15. Matt,
yeah.
What did you get into over the weekend?
Pretty low key since I've got a few busy ones in a row, but so I had some family time pretty much all day Saturday, and then Sunday just no one's doing this, but I hit four stores, had just a bunch of errands to run. Hitting that At Home, hitting that Home Depot, hitting that Target, hitting that Kroger. And then once you get all the groceries like for the week, you know what you always do? You hit the Taco Bell on the way home. You mash that Crunchwrap button. So I did it.
What are you in? Okay, so did you just list the exact order that you went in as well?
Yes.
Okay. So you did what run me through the rundown again?
At Home. That was for a birthday present, which is for my sister this upcoming weekend.
Is At Home, I think they just built one here recently. Is it kind of like a Home Goods, Bed Bath & Beyond-ish?
Yeah, more closer to
like Home a decor. Goods
for sure. Yeah, not like gadgets and just a bunch of like Shark Tank
gizmos
like at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Okay.
Yeah, that was for a present. So keep that talk to a minimum. Home Depot. That was just house stuff, man. Got a push broom. Got an outside light that I broke upon not even putting it in. So that's fun. Got to make the trip back. Target. Just more just good stuff. And then that Kroger, you know what that is, Logan. I know you know what they got there. So
I do. Coming from someone who worked at Kroger for 2 years, I definitely know what they sell.
Yeah.
We had a Saturday for the errands as well. I'm trying to remember what order we went. We could just discuss this just even more. I know for sure we went to Target.
Yep.
Because we had to do, we don't always grocery shop at Target, but like if we're there and we need to grocery shop, we'll just combine the two.
Yeah, they got good stuff and the prices aren't too bad.
Yeah, and the produce isn't bad. So so we just mashed that grocery button when we went to Target. Got a couple throw pillows for the couch. Nice. Needed those. Big boy purchases there. Mm-hmm. You know you're an adult when you buy a pillow.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, hell yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You like put it on the couch, you format it just right, and then you back up, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yep.
Great. I can't imagine spending – I just can't imagine buying a pillow.
Here you go. You'll get a little our couch is an obnoxious yellow. You can kind of see it blending in there. Blue pillows to offset it.
I dig it.
You can't see, but over there, under the lamp, there is a Lego Baby Yoda on display.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. I couldn't have it out in plain view, so she compromised, and now it's hidden from the world.
That's good.
So I know we hit that Target button. We went to a couple other places, though. We
shit. We're hitting that podcast button.
Oh, I know. I mashed the haircut button Saturday morning. Ooh,
oh, there it is.
I just remembered like 15 ooh, nice other things haircut, that we did. So I mashed that haircut button. No. Wow. Rewind. We had a Saturday. Sorry. Were you done with your weekend, Matt?
Yeah. It was like, it was a lot of stuff, but like nothing like too exciting.
Cool. Yeah. I'll just.
Yeah. Get in there.
My Saturday. So me and Catherine moved into this apartment in downtown Kennesaw. It's not like a downtown like Atlanta. It's not like a big, big city, but it's like it's got this cute little historic like downtown area.
To do, yeah.
It's yeah, got so Civil we War shops. Yeah, there's like that. Some Civil War stuff. Like this area that we live in was like, I guess, big for the Civil War. A lot of big historical for Civil stuff. War. It was big for the Civil War. Don't know if that's great, but down the street from us, there's this place. I don't know if they have any near you. I'm not sure if it's a Southern chain or a nationwide chain, but it's called the Honeysuckle Bakery. Have you heard
Never
of it?
Never heard of it.
So
no.
Good. So
delicious. It is very delicious. We went there. We walked there. It was about a half a mile, 3/4 of a mile from our apartment. So we just walked down in the morning, got some coffee, got some chicken biscuit. Mm. Walked back, then I went and smashed that haircut button, like I said. And I'm not one to do a beard trim, but they offered it, and I said, screw it. And they cleaned my neckline up really nice, and I will forever be getting a beard trim when I go get my haircut.
Oh, you have to. And they just getting that top layer off like makes like all soft. Yeah, no, you got to do it. I love it.
That was my first time doing it, and I honestly, she was like, I'm so glad that you decided to do this now because it's at a good length so we can do this or we can do that. And I was like, bet.
Yep.
So after that, I went over to my parents' house to ask my dad if he would be my best man.
Very cool.
And he said no, so we're on the hunt. No. Yeah, shouts to dad for agreeing to be my best man. That evening, went to a movie that we'll talk about shortly with Catherine and Griffin and Tanner, and asked Griffin and Tanner to be in the wedding as well.
Very cool.
I can't wait. Let's go.
So big wedding weekend in terms of wedding planning. We signed off on the DJ for the place. We got our down payment for the venue down. So we are booked. We are ready to rumble.
There it is.
So, and then Sunday, I was a dishwasher last night for the pizza place. They said someone called out and they needed an extra hand, and they offered to buy me dinner and pay me a couple dollars extra an hour to cover for the wage that the person that would have been there. And I was like, screw it. I'll come in and wash dishes.
Okay.
It was chill. They let me get aux in the kitchen, and I just kind of mobbed for 6 hours.
You bumped the Billie Eilish, right?
I didn't bump Billie Eilish.
Dude,
I bumped everything but Billie Eilish. but yeah, a solid weekend. Tanner, did you get anything fun?
Oh, I went to that movie with y'all, but you know, I'll give you a little rundown. We'll start on Friday.
Okay.
I got up and I went to work. Saturday, I got up, I went to work. But when I went to work, they didn't need me at that said work. So I went to a different store. And they also didn't need me at that work. So then I went home from work.
Hell yeah. What time did you get off? Because I remember you were originally supposed to get off at 7, but then I texted you at like 5 and you said you were off.
Yeah, I was off at like 1, 2.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
So okay. Nice. I came home and gamed. And then Sunday I worked 9 to 9:30.
Wow. That is a long ass day.
Yeah, it's right. It actually doesn't go. It actually goes kind of fast.
You are bankrupting that company.
Yes, but I hate that. Oh God, I can be.
I love how much of a bit it is, but it's not a bit. He's dead serious.
I'm serious. I hate this.
About how Tanner hates work. I hate it.
It's so true. Man. Yeah.
Good stuff. Good weekends from the crew. Well,
I just dropped everything off my desk.
And you heard it all. No,
nobody's talking. Tanner, show the people at home your mouse pad, please.
No.
Please.
Mm-mm.
Please.
Is it like one of those Hooters ones?
Either say it
like...
either show it or I'll say it. It's his Aww. Parents, like from back in the day. No,
listen, I needed a mouse pad and I was too cheap to buy one. Dad's like, here, take this. I'm like, okay, that works.
Dude, that is so 80s and 90s to have a mouse pad with a printed image on it.
It is.
Because my parents definitely had a printed picture on their mouse pad like back in the day as well.
Yeah, like usually it's like a family portrait or something if it's like the family computer.
Yeah, once computers started to become more affordable, like photographers were like, if you buy this package, I'll throw in a mouse pad.
Mouse pad, yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. I love it. I love that we just talked about that.
Do you mind if I show mine and give my girlfriend's company some free pub?
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Shouts to Old Color Scheme Omnisource Marketing.
Let's go.
For any promotional products you may need.
Omnisource Marketing.
Yes. Bang. You want a logo put on something? They got you, family.
Hey, bet. Family. we've got a few headlines to talk about today.
I thought you were going to say we've got a few mouse pads here that I can show off.
Sadly, I don't have a mouse pad to show off, but I do have a release date for Dexter to show off. Dexter Revival. Tanner, big noted Dexter guy. Matt, are you a Dexter guy?
I watched like 3 episodes and it just didn't click. I mean, I probably didn't give it the watch it deserves, but yeah.
It deserves a watch.
I believe it. This fell off the list. Was not at a time in my life to accept new love.
Not much to report here other than the fact that Showtime says that the show will premiere in November. It will be a 10-episode limited series, and it is officially titled Dexter New Blood. Oh. So,
yeah, nothing much to report other than I am shitting my pants. That's it.
That's I love that for you. So,
oh, yeah,
but not for your laundry guy.
I am my laundry guy. Oh, wait, well, I'm my laundry guy every 4 weeks.
Jeez.
Oh, look, I'm gone.
Don't publicly admit how little you do laundry.
Well, I mean, I only just wear work clothes half the time.
That's true. If you are wearing your work clothes, then you don't have to mash that laundry button very often.
Yeah.
I'm really going in on that mash button today.
That's going to be this is the mash episode. That's what we're going to do at the end. We're going to play that old elementary school game, mash.
Well, and if you guys are into release dates, I won't disappoint you. I'll throw another one at you.
Sure.
In a article that came out for, I think it was Entertainment Weekly, it was revealed that the Hawkeye series release date is November 24th, 2021. Ooh. It will be another 6-episode series. Which longer. if you do the math there for 6 episodes, if it airs November 24th, that means it'll end around Christmas.
Right when Mandalorian's out around.
But even more so, the fact that Disney swears that Ms. Marvel is still a series that is coming out in 2021. So what? The question is,
Ms. Marvel's gonna be weird.
The question is when?
Yeah, I feel like they'll have to overlap at this point if we don't know. Or, I mean, I guess they could drop it like October or so.
Either that, or the rumor is that they're gonna get it's gonna get the boot until 2022, or maybe probably. The first episode airing like
yeah
the last week of the year.
Well, technically,
I can see that. Like right before New Year, some like crazy premiere. I don't know. I bet that would be good though. That's exciting. I didn't know about that.
So, yeah, Hawkeye, yeah.
Hockey. Look at how low I am.
Speaking of a Disney situation. Disney's got themselves in a situation.
Dipshits.
Definitely not a lituation. They're being sued by Scarlett Johansson. Did you hear about this, Matt?
Yeah, it could be a lituation if the lit is short for litigation.
Oh, that was good. I fucking love that. You are, I'm not like your boss and I'm not paying your bills, but if I was, you'd be promoted after that line.
Fuck yeah.
So here's to your fictional promotion. But so the story here is that Scarlett Johansson is suing Disney because the company decided to stream Black Widow on Disney Plus simultaneously with releasing it in theaters. Now, the suit alleges that Disney breached the contract by foregoing an exclusive theatrical release that she is now missed out on millions of dollars, considering that her paycheck is apparently contingent on the box office success. So I think that's the numbers bullshit. Were that Scarlett Johansson earned, or Black Widow, that opening weekend, like she only maybe have gotten like a fourth of that money because a lot of it was on Disney Plus.
That's bullshit.
That's BS. When you kind of already shunted her off to the side and put this movie out like at the end, like at least pay her what she's owed.
So Disney responded to her lawsuit by saying that the complaint had, quote, no merit whatsoever. And then they pulled the COVID card.
Yeah,
and
said, I hate this. And
said, I quote, the lawsuit is especially sad and distressing in its horrible disregard for the horrific and prolonged global effects of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Doesn't really have anything to do with it. I mean, it does, but it does like.
It comes off like Disney's like, how dare you insult those families that are too afraid to go out in public into the theaters?
Yeah, it's total whataboutism. Like, yeah. It's like we're talking about Hillary Clinton's emails right now.
Yeah, for real. So the Black Widow streaming release is allegedly projected to cost Johansson $50 million in compensation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so people are backing her, and people are backing her. So who knows if this goes down? I saw another follow up the other day that said Emma Stone is considering following suit because she was promised the same thing for Cruella.
Why not?
Yeah, I mean.
If you're in the wrong, if you promised these actresses a theatrical release and said, you know what, screw it, we're going to get the most bang for our buck.
Bullshit.
It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Total. And they're not a poor company.
No, they can spend it. It's $50 million. And that's, I mean, it's not as much to the individual, but it's nothing to Disney. It's nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
They will make that. They make that back in a day from their theme park admissions.
Oh yeah.
Not even close.
And I saw one more update to this show or to this on Instagram today. I'm going to pull an article up for it real quick that it was about Florence Pugh and her opinion on the matter. There it is. Florence Pugh is not following Scarlett Johansson in the lawsuit. And I'll tell you why. Let's see here, yada, 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 get to the Florence Pugh stuff. Yes, a lot of people asked her opinion, but she said she's staying in the shadows on this one.
Interesting.
Doesn't want to burn the bridge, maybe?
I'm thinking that's the case. I mean, if Emma Stone chooses to sue Disney, you got to think they're not making Cruella 2.
Maybe they still are. Yeah, I think
because they are in the wrong.
Yeah, you can have a relationship. You can have a working relationship with someone you disagree with if they're going to make you tons of money. And I don't know how much money Cruella made them, but I'd assume it was pretty good.
It was, I think. I think you're right, Tanner.
I think it did make them a chunk of change. But yeah, you got to think Florence Pugh was like, yeah, after this lawsuit, they're going to cut ScarJo go. And even though she was already projected to be the next Black Widow, you got to think if she got involved that Disney would maybe...
They'd MacGyver a new story to get a third person in there. Yeah.
However, I saw a story the other day that apparently Disney went behind Kevin Feige's back on this decision too. So Kevin Feige is pissed and stands with Black Widow as well, or with Scarlett Johansson. So a lot of shitty.
They gotta figure it out pronto.
Yeah.
So I wonder how it works. Like, so Disney owns Marvel Studios, so that means that Disney, so like when a Marvel movie is released in the theaters, let's say Shang-Chi is released in the theaters, how much of that profit goes to, I'm sure this is all outlined in their contracts and stuff, but like, what does Disney get out of the deal? Just marketing rights or like distribution, merchandise?
Probably top to bottom. If they own Marvel Comics, like probably top to bottom as much or as little as they want.
So like with the fact that Disney going over Kevin Feige's head. So you like, you think like, let's say like the Russo brothers finish Endgame and they put it in a theoretically on a flash drive and they just hand it to Disney and say, okay, now you distribute the film.
I don't know. I bet they have some kind of, it's maybe not like they probably don't get all the way to the end and then get their, you know, 2 cents put in, but
sure.
I bet there's a Disney person, a Disney, you know, brand, whatever person in the room in the cutting room, like helping them, quote unquote, helping them make all these decisions, basically saying it's like, no, you can't, you know, have Captain America say, you know, go suck one.
Yeah, sure.
Well, that'd be kind of funny.
I'm very intrigued to see where this goes. Cause Disney, if this is in fact true, then Disney needs to pay up.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think everybody on the planet is in agreement with that take. So
100%.
We can move right along. A trailer was released last week for a movie I forgot about. And they showed it in the Jungle Cruise movie as well. And that's Ghostbusters Afterlife. Now, the first trailer we forgot for this movie was, it came out like a year ago, it feels like. I think the movie was pushed back because of COVID. But they... Yeah, they go right into it. And this looks like a Ghostbusters movie that's going to be fun, starring like all new young cast to potentially, I guess, move the series forward. Matt, did you watch this trailer? What do you think? What kind of vibe are you getting? Where are you at with this one?
Yeah, I definitely I watched it just before this. It just seems like one of those kind of unnecessary safe bet sequels that they're just going for to get both the kids and parents to go to the movie together. And of course it comes out on Thanksgiving, so they're just gonna go for that. The casting of the Stranger Things kid and Paul Rudd, Sigourney Weaver, just a very safe, calculated, this movie costs exactly this much to make and we're going to make that plus, you know, however much. Like, it just feels very, I mean, it's a major motion movie.
Like cash
major
grab.
Cash grab. I was going to say just like commercial, like, but yeah. So like the movie itself looks like fine. And I can't think of like an example, but I feel like I've seen this movie before.
Yeah. It seems odd. Like, I think I watched the trailer first on Instagram and I looked at the comments and it said like, this is a Ghostbusters movie. Why does this not feel like a comedy? This looks very serious. Like it looks like it's taking itself too seriously.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't realize that there was no real like laugh lines.
No, like it seemed like it was very serious, and it's directed by the son of the guy who directed the first movie. The guy who directed the first movie is Ivan Reitman. This is done by Jason Reitman.
Oh, okay.
And I've heard from multiple sources that this is going to be very good. And very much so live up to the name of the series. especially there, that last shot of the trailer, picturing a phone ringing and then a character picking the phone up, and it is clearly Dan Aykroyd's voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mixed him and Bill Murray up.
So I'm thinking that the original Ghostbusters are going to be all up in this movie.
Yeah.
At least one or two of them. I'm
yeah.
Just kidding.
I know one of them has passed away.
Yeah.
Harold Ramis has passed in real life, but the
Ernie Hudson and Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd, they're still kicking.
Do you think all three of those guys will make? I don't know if all of them will make it. Maybe only Aykroyd. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Bill Murray's in the cast list.
Okay, never mind. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I assume that if they got, I mean, what, honestly, what the hell is Bill Murray doing? What the hell is Ernie Hudson doing?
I mean, you just have to go to the Chive to find that out, what he's doing. Basically, he's just going to bars and pouring people tequila shots, no matter what they order.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is.
So yeah, where are you at, Tanner? How do you feel? Did you saw this trailer for the first time in the Jungle Cruise movie?
Yeah, and it was pretty good. It was, I mean, at first I was like, I don't know, you know, it's kind of always scary with these reboots. They could just either destroy them or make them really good. And honestly, it's hard to find one that's, well, really good all the time. So it worries me a little, but I think it'll be fun, you know, especially if we see Bill Murray. God, that'll be freaking hilarious, you know? Hopefully they're cracking jokes just like the old days.
That's all we can hope for.
I like the Michelin men, though, the little ones.
Oh, the Stay Puft Man.
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah. So just to, I don't know, tie a bow on it a little bit. So I wasn't familiar with the director's like previous work, but he did like Juno. And I think that kind of tells it all, how that movie's definitely like a comedy, but it's definitely more like, in kind of the comedy is sort of more in the writing than kind of like the big, you know, goofy set piece performances. So maybe that's what we're going to kind of get from him. So just nice to know. So maybe someone else learned something.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well. So I guess we'll have to find out Thanksgiving weekend what goes on for this new Ghostbusters franchise. It just kind of feels weird, you know, like Paul Rudd being in there. It's like, why is he there?
Yeah.
Is he just the actor that they chose to streamline the movie?
Also, you know, it bothered me more than it should that like it clearly shows him running out of a Walmart. Like, it's like, come on.
A what?
Like, he's like in the trailer when the Stay Puft guy's like hopping all around, he's in a Walmart and he like runs out of it. And it's clearly like displayed like in the background that this is Walmart. I just hate, like, that's
very commercial.
Yeah. Unnecessary product placement.
It honestly looks, and we could be completely wrong. Like, it could be really good, but it looks like a long Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah. That's
like,
that
especially
is a good
with like
take.
The little Stay Puft marshmallow men. Like, with the why Stranger is that Things happening?
Kid. Yeah, Stranger Things kid. Like, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a long Super Bowl commercial.
Yep.
So I guess we'll see Thanksgiving weekend. Hopefully it lives up to the expectation of not being sucky.
Hopefully. But
another trailer. This kind of came out last minute. This came out today. And that's the second trailer for Venom, Let There Be Carnage. We got a lot more. This trailer essentially didn't do much more except just show us more carnage. And where's your excitement level at for this one, Matt?
Kind of mid. I wasn't crazy about the first Venom movie. I think I only caught it like on TV, so not like quite in its like full effect. And I thought it was fine. And this doesn't really move the needle. I don't really like the character of Carnage. He just screams very like extreme 90s to me. So just kind of not great. The performances seem really good. And the guy who plays Carnage seems like he's absolutely
Woody.
So, yeah. Sorry to be a bit of a wet blanket. Maybe no, Tanner's a bit hotter on it than I am.
Tanner, what are you at?
I'm definitely excited. Anything related to Spider-Man, I love it. So I'm pumped. But hopefully we get to see like a little Spider-Man cameo, like some multiverse bullshit. Who knows?
Yeah, You never
maybe
know.
He's already in the universe, and I don't know. And
we yeah,
don't
I mean, it's Sony's universe, so Tom Holland does exist in it.
Oh, did you see in the what was it? It showed a Spider-Man picture in the background, and it wasn't the Spider-Man that we know right now. It was Tobey Maguire's.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh wow! I just came up with a crazy theory.
Which is?
Tobey Maguire's going to appear in there. That's his universe. Maybe that's his. No, maybe that's his universe that he travels to because his universe already had the stupid Venom.
That's true.
And it was you a stupid know. Venom.
Literally anything could happen at this point.
And yeah. There's any infinite. Oh my God.
I've got a very interesting question for both of you. I want to hear your thoughts on this.
Sure.
At the end of the trailer, it does not give a release date. Instead, it just says this fall. Rumor is that they're pushing it back again because of the fear. Because of the fear of this new variant of COVID-19.
And the rising cases now, apparently, in Georgia here, especially.
So, rumor is that they are pushing it back again. And that is also the reason we have not gotten a trailer for Spider-Man yet, in case they have to push it back.
They're going to push it back. No.
That was kind of like when I first hopped on the following the Spider-Man pushbacks. That was like one of our first reoccurring topics. So it's good. It's kind of nostalgic to get back to that, but also very, very sad.
Yes. It's very sad.
Let's be clear. We don't want this to happen.
Yes.
It's frustrating.
So.
God, I can't handle it. I need to know.
Yeah, at least just tell us. Somebody, please.
Somebody say something. Oh, I can't say I can't. Spidey. Well.
Well, it is what it is. Well. We'll move on to the main two topics of the day. First of which, Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish. Matt, my friend.
What's up?
The mic is yours.
Cool. Well, as the local correspondent for female-led music as well as sad boy music. It really felt like a perfect combination for me to get to weigh in on Billie Eilish. Even all of that being said, I didn't listen to her first album until this previous week, and I really enjoyed it. I'm a big, big fan of Lorde. So very, very similar to that. I think whereas Lorde, some of her songs vary between medium energy to medium high energy, Billie Eilish is pretty much low energy to lower energy, which is not, you know, I can understand why it's not everyone's thing, but this new album, Happier Than Ever, I don't know why I lost that. A lot of people are calling it like super, super honest and personal. And that was kind of my first takeaway from it. Like just in the very first track, she's basically talking about like being famous. And she has the first lines or something. It's like that she's getting older.
Yeah.
You know, she's aging well. She's 19 years old. So like
she's 19.
Yeah.
She's only 19. Are you sure?
Yeah.
What? Yes.
She's
hell?
A youngin. She's like the last year at the Grammys, she like broke the records for being like the youngest person to like ever win or like the amount of awards she won. Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah. But like, so she's that old, but she's like coming up and it's like, these aren't necessarily like new thoughts or anything, but like a few lines after that she says like things I once enjoyed just keep me employed now, and it's like
damn,
yeah, it's not like a necessarily a new thought, but I think like it's done really well. I think the production on this album is the sort of sweet spot of cohesive, but also there's like different sounds. Like there's Billie Bossa Nova that's kind of like a more of like little bit of a jazzy track, and there's some basically like, you know, singer songwriter like acoustic guitar things, but overall it's just kind of an album about, you know, just very sort of well-worn second album things, like sort of the pressure of being famous, and that's a how that affects like all of the rest of her life, you know, romance and just stuff like that. Sorry, stuttering a little bit, just pulling up the album just to look at some top tracks. I really like My Future. That was one of the lead singles, and it's kind of interesting because it starts really slow and reflective, but then literally at the midpoint, it switches to like a lot more upbeat. And it's just sort of about the flip sides of like, you know, being by yourself, or how it's like sad and melancholy, but also like exciting. And it's like, I don't know, it's kind of cool. NDA yeah. is a song that is getting a lot of play. I'm not, you know, crazy about it, but I'm into it. But yeah, overall, I gave it a 4 out of 5. I think she's it's always hard with a, I think she's an album artist as opposed to a singles artist. So I think it's kind of difficult to give you like, you know, definitely these tracks are ones to like get into, if they're not quite working. If you're just not quite digging it, like listening to it front to back. So I can't quite do that, but I just encourage you to give it a shot. The first time I listened to it, it was at work, and I was, not to flex, I work in a cubicle. So it's just kind of a busy, environment. So I didn't quite get to do it. And you have to have it pretty loud to hear everything, 'cause it's pretty understated. But actually her brother, and artist in his own right, Phineas, does all the production. Or at least the majority of it. I know he did on the first majority. Album. Yeah. And I think that you can really sort of tell the close relationship that they have, just in how a lot of the content of the song sort of matches the production. And I think that that's always the sign of something really special. So yeah, 4 out of 5, contender for top of the year. Logan, I know you gave it a shot. Is it just sort of the sound of her voice and sort of the understatedness of it, what sort of kept you out of it?
I don't want people to necessarily think that I like don't like, because I've been accused of this before, like not liking female artists, when that's not 100% true. Like it's just not my, when I listen to music, I do it for different reasons than a lot of other people do. When I think of music, I think of like a good time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think of like it's just not the album for me, where she's like talking about this honest stuff that's happening to her in her life. Like, that's just not relevant to me. Like, when I listen to something, I want to like enjoy it and have fun with it and really like vibe with it. And
yeah.
And I might be hypocritical, because you might be able to go back in the past of the Binge Boys and look up an album that was really sad and I loved it. But I don't know. It's just not my type of music. And I just decided, instead of listening to the whole thing and then slandering Billie Eilish like I have in the past, I'm just not going to do it, just because I know she's a very, very, very talented person. I mean, shit, she's 19. She's years younger than us. And she's and she's achieved more than we might ever. So she's
2 albums deep. Yeah.
She's already 2 albums ahead of me. So, I just know it's just not my type of my forte.
Yeah. I got you. I wasn't trying to, you know, do some gotcha journalism.
No, because Pearson, when Pearson was the host, Pearson is in love with Billie Eilish as well. And he always was like, please, you got to try it. You got to try it. And I was like, I do try it. I just can't get into it.
Yeah, I try it every time.
I do try every time. I'm like, this is the one. This is the one where I'm going to get hooked on Billy. But nah, not for me, my friends.
Sure.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it. Not interested. Yeah.
I didn't expect it from you, Tanner.
No, I can't.
Cool. Now it's my turn to be quiet while you guys talk about our next topic.
Yeah, the biggie of the week. We got Jungle Cruise. Let me give you a sound like you just said Jungle Clothes.
Jungle Cruise.
Jungle. For those of you who are wondering, Jungle Cruise. All right.
All right, I'm done. Are you okay? Yes.
No, also, nobody's talking about the fact that Tanner's in a rave right now.
Yeah, I am. Oh, wait. Should I turn on the rave?
Do you setting? Have? Is there a rave setting?
Yes.
Match oh, my God. Rave yeah, put it on. Match that rave button. Oh, my God. Please let it trigger and him just break out into dance. Oh, my God. Nobody needs that.
I don't spend enough time in my bedroom to need this.
This gives off total college kid, like...
Oh, yeah.
The lights hanging from the ceiling.
I can hear the Sammy Adams playing right too now. Much.
I just had a seizure.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It but, is way too much.
But we're here to talk about Jungle Cruise, man. A synopsis written by unnamed IMDb editor based on Disneyland's theme park ride, where a small riverboat takes a group of travelers through a jungle filled with dangerous animals, reptiles, but with a supernatural element. That was the might have been the worst synopsis I've ever read.
Yeah, well, it was IMDb. So much better than that.
It described the ride more than the movie.
Yeah, it described exactly the ride. Let's go to our friends over at Rotten Tomatoes. They're not paying us, but I sure would love for them to. So
then they're not our friends yet, Logan.
No.
Let's go over to our associates that like movies also.
Yes. Rotten Tomatoes.
Our contemporary.
So the movie clocks in around 2 hours and 7 minutes. It's obviously released in 2021. Critics wise, Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 63%, which is kind of low. Audience scores it a 93%, 30 points higher. The synopsis of the movie, here we go. This is what I'm talking about. Join fan favorites Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt for an adventure of a lifetime, Jungle Cruise. A thrill ride down the Amazon with wisecracking skipper Frank Wolf and intrepid researcher Dr. Lily Hodgson. Lily travels from London to the Amazon jungle and enlists in Frank's questionable services to guide her downriver on L'Aquila, his remarkable, charming boat. Lily is determined to uncover an ancient tree with unparalleled healing abilities, processing the power to change the future of medicine. Thrust on this epic adventure to quest together, the duo encounters dangers and supernatural forces lurking in the deceptive beauty of the rainforest. But as the secrets of the lost tree unfold, the stakes reach even higher for Lily and Frank, and their fate and mankind's hang in the balance. Starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Emily Blunt, and many, many more.
Frank owes me money.
I'll just say it, man. This was the best movie I've seen in a long time.
Yes, it's incredible. And
I did not expect that at all.
Neither. I thought it was going to be terrible. I'll be honest.
I think we all had moderate expectations, except for Tanner. Apparently thought it was going to be terrible.
Well, not terrible, but you know, like not very, you know, not good.
This is coming from the guy who's like in love with the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. So you're no stranger to Disney themed movie ride.
No, things. I never think of that though. First, I never think of that.
You think of the Haunted Mansion.
Wait, what?
Or Country Bears.
No, like I,
the thing is unlike the Pirates of the Caribbean, the Jungle Cruise movie pokes fun at the ride in a unique way, whereas the Pirates of the Caribbean movies don't reference the fact that they're based on a roller coaster.
So when I was a kid, no clue.
Yeah, but
until I went to Disney,
man. Sorry. When the movie ended, I was almost—I don't want to say speechless, but like I don't know how to say other than the fact that this movie is damn good.
It's awesome. There's a lot of elements to it. There's so many different like the plot that they created off of a ride was awesome. It was great. Like the whole, it was intriguing. I was interested, you know,
it was like, buyable. Right, like I understood why the characters were doing what they were doing.
Yes. It like made sense. I mean, it the stuff that they were doing and going, like it didn't make sense. Like physically, but like it made sense. Yeah. But like it made sense.
It was almost comical. Like First of all, the movie was hilarious.
Oh, it was like, awesome. Frank was hilarious.
Like The Rock.
And Emily Blunt, too. She was funny as hell.
Yes, she was. She was amazing. But The Rock has just something to him where he's just likable. Like, yeah. You just love the guy. And every single time he cracked a joke and then smiled, his like charming, like, you know, The Rock smile, like you can't help but like to laugh and like just to love it.
It was hilarious.
For better or worse about The Rock, I feel like he always plays the exact same character in every movie. So it's like, I like that character and I don't expect a lot of range from, you know, The Rock. But I'm just like curious, did he kind of hit that same kind of note in this one?
He was pretty serious. I wouldn't say serious.
In some ways, he is that guy.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
But
like the Baywatch element was in there.
So. Yeah, but in other ways, he's very much so a different character. Like my parents watched the movie on Disney Plus today, and my mom said, like, this was a good job by The Rock. Something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, as the movie goes on, when you find out certain things about his character, you're like, wow, this is kind of deep. Like, there's also some serious stuff to it. There's the inevitable love quest that is going on, obviously, between The Rock and Emily Blunt's character.
Okay.
But man, I just really fucking enjoyed it, man. It was funny as hell. There was never, not one scene that I thought needed to be taken out.
Yeah, that's true. They all make sense.
Every scene had its purpose. Every line of dialogue had its purpose. The action was awesome. The special effects were incredible. Really, really, really good looking movie. I give it a 5 out of 5, man. This is, unless the rest of 2021 blows us away, this is my favorite movie of the year.
Yeah, it was awesome. 5 out of 5 on the board for me too. Keep it there and slap it there with super glue.
I would really urge people to go watch it. I think it's a fun family movie too. A lot of adult humor in it as well. That like there was one scene in particular. Tanner knows exactly what I'm talking about. That, like I was like almost borderline crying because they told a joke and then it was one of those where like the characters in the movie kind of like take the joke and they unravel it more and more and more and kind of milk it for like a minute. And it was hilarious. And
Frank's puns too.
Yes, dude. The puns on this man on The Rock is just
what was an example of one? Are there any quotes on IMDb yet?
No. I'm thinking of the boner jokes.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm thinking of that too. But then I'm also thinking of like all the other like little
quotes. Oh, he would say stuff like, oh man, I know what you're talking about. Like he would make like river puns all the time.
And he'd just keep going, and all the passengers were like, oh.
Yeah, like there'd be a scene where he's talking about just stupid little dad jokes. I'm laughing
hard thinking about it right now.
That he would like, Emily's Blunt's like, the water, it's so cold. And he was like, well, I hopped in there and warmed it up a little earlier. And it's like, yeah, this guy's talking about peeing in the lake, but
of course you like that one, Logan. You just pee in pools.
He does have the hat to prove it. Worn in Vegas, I saw it.
Yeah, I had to bring it to Vegas. You can't not go to a pool and bring that hat. But I thought it was a fun time, man. I don't know if there's much more we could say about it other than the fact that you should go watch it. Sure. Rent it on Disney Plus if you want. Go see it in the theater. It was a fun time, man. I really, really liked it. I didn't expect to. It really gives off. My mom said she thinks it gives off like Goonies, Indiana Jones vibes, like very adventure-y.
Yeah, but less serious. No, I don't know, because those monsters. No, I'm not going to say anything else.
I know what you're saying. Like Indiana Jones kind of is serious, but at the same time is also a comedy in itself too.
True. Yeah. Like the Short Round and like funny. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, she said it felt very like 80s, 90s, like adventure movie. Like there is it follows a simple plot. Like there are people, there is a treasure. The two people have to go find the treasure, but things happen along the way that's really fun. So
yeah.
I hate when things happen.
So I'd say if you're on the fence, go check out Jungle Cruise on Disney Plus. premiere access and in theaters everywhere.
Definitely amazing.
Well, guys, it's August 2nd, wow, which means it's the first episode of August. So that's when we talk blasted about what we've been up to.
Yeah.
What have we been binging? Tanner, I know you said that you quite a bit of your free time goes to work, but like when you're not working, have you been binging any shows or been continuing any shows that you started, or what's been going on for you?
Well, I started watching all the Marvel movies all over again.
Yeah, I think you stated that last time. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, hit or miss. You know, I'll go to bed and watch a movie, but then I fall asleep halfway through it. So I kind of watched I've watched like the whole first part of every single one of the movies so far and just moved on. So like, I don't know how they end.
Which one has the best intro so far?
So far, the best intro, probably Iron Man or Iron Man 3 is a pretty good intro. It is. Yeah. It's kind of
I don't remember the Iron Man 3 intro. Oh, when he's back in the day for the New Year's party.
Yes, that's pretty good.
He leaves Guy Pearce up on the roof.
He does. Bad idea.
Bad idea. Could have prevented the whole event of Iron Man 3 if he would have just entertained the guy on the roof.
Don't you love how he threw away his suits? I remember when he was throwing away his suits and I was like, oh, Iron Man's done.
Yep, all over.
Yeah, no more Tony Stark.
No more.
But
I also bought a bundle of three of the Lego Marvel video games collections. So I'm playing all those. I'm going back to the old days and playing the Lego stuff. So that's good and fun. Yeah. So that's about it. I'm not watching any shows. I don't really have anything. Oh, my roommates finally got me to sit down and watch Avatar: The Last Airbender. Everybody says it's amazing. And I've never given anything like that a chance. So time.
Yeah. No, do it.
And it's good so far. So what are you guys binging? What are you up to?
You want to hit it, Logan?
Sure, I'll hit it. Kind of a lot of the things that you guys might be tuning into here and there. I'm watching Dave season 2 still.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I think The Bad Batch ends season 1 this week. I think the finale is, but I'm not really jumping up and down about it because it hasn't been great.
Oh.
I just stopped caring, honestly. Yeah.
It apparently it gets so much better.
Really?
My roommates were in the same boat as me too, but they watched it all. They're caught up and they love it.
I've just kind of lost interest, honestly. So maybe I'll jump back into it or something. I don't know.
I haven't watched it in forever either.
Let's see here. iCarly, the reboot on Paramount Plus for that show. I've just been kind of the same thing, just kind of been throwing it on the background, kind of just catching, you know, key jokes or whatever that gets it. It's not horrible. It's just, you know, it's exactly what you think it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. It's just, it's not, I don't know. They don't release enough episodes and it's only like 22 minutes and it's just boring. It's like, I forgot about it. And then I'm like, oh, iCarly came out. That's right. 2 days later, you know, but
other than that, also started on Disney Plus, Turner and Hooch.
Okay.
I haven't seen the movie, but I am watching the reboot show with Josh Peck playing the lead role, and it's pretty good, honestly.
It is. I agree.
That's like he's like an FBI with a dog partner. That's the
okay. Yeah, two episodes only so far, but thus far the first episode hooked me and Catherine, so we're kind of watching that as our weekly show.
Sure.
Shout out to me for telling you to watch that. Ha ha.
Yeah, shout out to you.
It's good.
Also watching the first season of Monsters at Work, the Monsters Inc. show, which is just a cartoon. You don't really have to pay attention, but it's cool to see Billy Crystal and John Goodman back in those roles. And then lastly, Ted Lasso season 2 started back up soon the other day.
I was going to watch that, but then my mom canceled Apple TV Plus along with Disney Plus and along with Hulu and along with ESPN Plus.
So what do you got left?
Everything but that.
Don't worry, Tanner. I'll throw you my Binge Boys login or my Disney Plus login.
Oh, yeah. We already constructed that deal. Remember?
Yes, we did. I remember.
Yes, we did. I love it. I forgot. So I do have Disney Plus still.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And the audacity. She called me at work and told me that I have to do it. I have to cancel it.
Gosh, cool, made you double work. All right, so I got a bit of a list here. I got to put it out. So a few different video games going on. Called, one of them is Slay the Spire. You basically just run up, and it's one of those like roguelike games where it's like randomly generated and get a little bit better each time, but it's really fun. It's like made with like decks. It's like based around like a deck of cards, not like thing, but it's like you get more cards like as you grow up the tower.
Yeah.
So it's like pretty fun. And then being the PlayStation boy that I am, and not to brag, but I am a PlayStation Plus member.
Oh.
The game's coming in August. I'm a big Plants vs. Zombies head.
That's coming?
What, like one of them. Not like the original ones, but yeah, one of the, like the run-around like team-based like shooter ones is coming Plus.
Wait, PlayStation Plus, the free downloads, the monthly free downloads? Okay, good. I'm going to get that too then.
Cool. Yes. Yeah, it starts tomorrow, so do it. Yeah.
Wait, you have a PlayStation 4?
Yeah. Four.
Gosh, me too. Four. Yeah, I'm not that bougie yet.
No, that's just Logan. He's not even here to defend himself.
I know. Oh, he got a black controller. It's beautiful. Sorry.
Gotcha.
I keep cutting off.
And then I'm also, so because I played in high school, I'm also I don't like this about myself, but I'm a big fan of tennis games.
I love, yes. Yes,
there's another one. Yes. Another one coming for the PlayStation Plus, like just like tennis, like World Tour or something. Oh, so fun.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I'll be playing those.
Hey, don't feel bad. I'm the guy who plays the PGA Tour games.
Dude, oh, those are so much fun, though.
Aren't they? Yes, they're like, awesome.
I like when you can basically go from just being some scrub to just being able to like literally like take the wings off a fly from like 300 yards out.
I know, it's so fun.
So I was exposed via my girlfriend to some Too Hot to Handle. Watched a couple episodes of that. That show is just abysmal. I hate it so much.
You hate it? I love it. Too Hot to Handle, meaning like the Hot Wing show. Oh, no,
that's Hot Ones.
Yeah,
Too Hot to Handle is like a bunch of like dumb like people who want to be on a reality show can't like hook up with each other or like kiss or touch each other or anything. So
I definitely haven't seen that.
yeah. And then not to step on Dude What About Sports' toes, but I've been watching a lot of sports. My San Francisco Giants were able to make some moves at the trade deadline and land Chris Bryant. So my Chicago – yeah.
What the fuck? I didn't see that.
The Cubs core is completely gone. Rizzo, Baez, and Bryant all gone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They cleaned.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and the White Sox got – Kluber from the Cubs.
Yep. I saw a meme that was the sign in front of Wrigleyville, but like pasted over was one of those Spirit Halloween store signs.
So that's awesome.
That was good. But yeah,
shouts to our teams making moves.
Yeah. Let's go. So yeah, we can hope for a White Sox Giants World Series. That'd be big for the boys.
It would be. But you know what? We got rid of Nick Madrigal, though. That's what scares me.
That's kind of a bad move.
That's what I was thinking. I know, because he's a young talent. So
yeah. I mean, whatever. I guess win now versus win later.
Yeah. We've been building for too long, though, to win now.
They really have.
It's been like 8 years.
It's been a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
So then I'm also been watching Hella Olympics, as we know, via my in-depth coverage from last week. And I have to go off on a little bit of a rant here. So during the Olympics, there's just so many terrible ads out there. There's so bad. You see them all the time. But the one that like really bothers me is for Sing 2, that dumb like Illumination movie.
We got that shit in the movies.
So, but no, that's the thing. The ad they show you when you're watching it is a teaser for the full trailer that you have to go online to watch. It's so stupid. I hate it. It just reminds me of the Super Bowl commercials that get trailers, and it's stupid. And then music-wise, I am a fan of Jack Antonoff, as I've talked about before, and his group Bleachers released an album this past week, so that was good. And then weirdly out of nowhere, I've been listening to a bunch of UGK, just getting some good Houston rap in the mix. I would recommend Diamonds and Wood. That's a banger that's been going on for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's it. I've been talking for a lot, it seems like.
It's been perfect. Right, we got a perfect setup right into what you've been doing. What he's been doing, Logan.
Oh, I'll get there. But
I can't believe that podcast week and watchdog week had to like
they overlapped,
but it's still podcast week. And is it still watchdog week, or was that too special to the energy? Just you just can't have that.
Well, you know what? It's always a little bit of watchdog week.
Yeah, it's always podcast week. I hope you guys have figured that out by now. But, I wanted to throw in a couple last things that I forgot about. I'd listened to Pop Smoke's album.
Yeah,
great album.
A while back, as well as Logic's album, Bobby Tarantino 3.
Yep.
But nothing super outstanding to say about either of them. They were both fine.
Pop
Smoke's was pretty decent.
It was carried by the features, which
yes, but yeah, that's causing a problem. The feature, you guys heard about the feature thing?
No, what was the issue?
He didn't like features, and they're mad with his whole album. Yeah, like his whole.
I guess I had heard that. Yeah, he didn't when he was making music when he was alive. So now that he's dead, and like his album's like, you know, 60% features. That's
it's a label trying to make more money.
Yeah, you hate to see that.
Yeah, which I don't know if it goes to his family, I'm good with. I don't think it will. Right. But
it probably won't.
Yeah,
it probably won't. It's going. No. It's going to the record. The family's getting 10%, and the record label gets 90.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah, it's just like,
which sucks, but
yeah, it's the world.
It's Tuesday, day you're listening to this, which is awesome because it's also the day that the first episode of new Watchdog podcast comes out called What Dern, hosted by my brother Griffin. And the subject of What Dern, I can confirm, is having guests on the show and finding out what everybody's been dern.
But mostly just sitting there and talking about random things for 35 minutes and then... It's honestly great, though. Freaking listen to it. It's awesome.
I'll give you a sneak peek by saying that both Tanner and I were the guests on the first episode of What Dern.
It was late night.
And it was not good.
No, but it's funny. Like
It was very fun to record.
It was.
It felt, Matt, very like
long
circling back-ish. Just there weren't like talking points. We kind of just flowed for like 35 minutes.
You hit the flow state.
We mashed that flow button.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
But it was fun. I mean, you might lose some brain cells, but it was a fun time to record. So give it a chance.
What Dern?
Also, important to note that tomorrow, by the day you're listening to this, is the release of another new Watchdog pod called Plain and Simple.
Gotta follow Simple on Instagram from
which created the Instagram account today. And Plain and Simple, essentially, just to plug myself, hosted by myself and a good friend of mine, Theron. And we are gonna do our best to answer the world's biggest questions. Whether they're listener or viewer submitted, or they are found on the interwebs, we are going to do our best to give advice, answer questions, and have a fun time doing it. We're two dudes that are opinionated, and we'll have fun talking about relationships and friendships and
I like that.
Society and you know, sport, you know, whatever comes up, we will answer the questions about it. And hopefully if enough people start listening to it, we'll start taking listener questions as well and answer and give advice on that as well. So be on the lookout for those. But other than that was Binge Boys 219.
219
was like a movie.
It was. I enjoyed that. It did fly by.
It was a good one.
It did fly. That was a good one.
They always fly.
Tanner, remind the people one more time where they can find us.
Well, if you use any sort of social media other than probably MySpace, I don't think we're on there, are we?
Nah. Okay. Nah, our page
Twitter, Binge Boys. Watch, you know, you'll find us.
Yeah.
I have full capability that you can find us. If you can't
find us at this point,
you need to like have somebody operate the phone for you.
Yeah. You do.
I'm just kidding. So, but yeah, follow us anywhere.
Yeah. Give us
YouTube.
A follow.
It's awesome. YouTube, you can see all these little clips. You don't have to listen or watch the whole thing, you know. So you can just get little snippets.
And Matt, how do you support us again?
Support us by going to drinkdizo.com and purchasing a fine superfruit seltzer made with great gluten-free vodka and all natural superfruits. Or you hit up preppedreadymeals.com and use code BINGE15 for 15% off your first time order. Be sure to throw it up on IG so you can keep that deal train going.
That's exactly what I needed.
Yes, I love it.
Everybody, we'll see you guys next time. Love you. Bye. See ya.
Goodbye.
Shout out to Tanner's mic capturing everything.
Again?
All right. You're done. Oh, I can mute you. That's fun. Screaming into his mic right now.